Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check gives us a look at what's happening with the legislative session since it's been paused. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us with a story about how lawmakers are going to have to pivot big time. Good morning, Chad.
Hi, Catherine. Good morning to you.
Yeah, so they had big goals at the beginning of the session.
You know, it was really very unusual. Remember, they had that joint press conference, joint meeting, the House leadership, Senate leadership, others. Governor Ige was there. There was community leaders, business leaders. This was all before the day before session, right, back in January. And we were going to have a minimum wage bill, and we were going to have a plan for affordable housing and pre-K and so forth. Well, that's all up in the air because literally the legislature has been in recess since March 17th, right? That's when the governor, on the 16th anyway, put in his stay-at-home orders, and that is the situation at the House and Senate. So if they're not in session, how are they going to pass an $8.1 billion supplemental budget? Well, the short answer is they can't unless they are formally in session.
Yeah, and we really only have like 3 weeks of session left if we were, you know, under the regular calendar, the normal calendar.
Yeah, right around this time, April is always busy. I know you know from covering the legislature, that's when they're getting the budget passed. Usually they're going into conference committee to pass or not pass a lot of bills. Now, they can, the House and Senate, gavel back in at any time they want. They can choose to have a special session. That happens frequently. The governor could order them into special session. We just don't know. In the meantime, what's been happening is both the House and Senate have appointed members to a special committee, right, for COVID-19. In fact, even as we speak, they're meeting, I believe, today. But of course, they're doing that remotely. You can't get everybody in the same room because of social distancing, which is another factor. How can you get the legislature to come back? That's 76 members plus their staff, plus all the lobbyists and people like me. I mean, you just can't do that because of COVID-19.
Right. And there was a concern because one of the senators did test positive, Senator Clarence Nishihara.
Yes, he did. He cleared the entire building, actually. And we certainly wish him well. But in the meantime, we're talking about very serious money challenges. If you think about it, this is what Carl Bonham, the economist, says. If there's a 1% drop in the state revenue, the money that's going into the general fund, that's about $74 million. Well, Bonham has said, at least as of last month, we could be looking at a drop of as much as 10%, even 25% in revenue coming in. That works out at the most extreme, that 25%. That's $1.85 billion that the state would have less to work with. How are you going to pay for schools? How are you going to pay for unfunded liabilities? How are you going to pay for capital improvement projects? Well, that's going to mean tough choices.
Right. And I know they were talking about potential pay raises for government workers, you know, raising the minimum wage, but that doesn't look very promising right now.
The minimum wage, according to Scott Psyche, the House Speaker, Donovan Dela Cruz, the Ways and Means Chair, that's just off the table. How can you ask businesses that are laying people off, furloughing, closing, to have an increase in the minimum wage? But in terms of that pay raise for public sector unions, it's about $160 million. We'll see. I know that Donovan Dela Cruz in particular said we got to find ways to get more money, more revenue coming. Remember, we're always talking about diversifying the economy. Mm-hmm. Now that we've seen what's happened when our big driver, our big economic engine, tourism, takes a big hit, well, it really drives the point home. And so that's another discussion, many discussions that the legislature is having with the community.
Right. And they are trying to push all the shovel-ready construction projects.
Right, meaning ones that were already approved, ready to go, see if they can push those along. But as far as future projects, it's all on hold depending on what that revenue picture is, and we should know fairly soon some more recent figures.
Okay, well, we'll see what that committee comes up with. We'll be watching closely. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was politics and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. You can find Chad's story on civilbeat.org.